Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Tomorrow on this show, it is a Patriots Friday on a Wednesday, and that means we will be joined by Jelani Tavai, Patriots linebacker, at 7:30 or so, as the Patriots get ready for a Thursday night test with the Aaron Rodgers-led New York Jets. So, Jelani Tavai on this show tomorrow. We will talk to Ty Law about last week and this week and everything NFL at 8:20 this morning, because it is a Ty Tuesday. However, before we get to They Said It, my lead remains this morning, and I have bad news. It appears that the great remote work experiment of 2020 is over.
Oh.
Sorry, Courtney. Apologies to you and Scheim and the rest of the Zillennials out there who have enjoyed the last few years, but yesterday, in a memo, Amazon ordered their corporate employees to be in the office for a full 5 days a week going forward, ending their hybrid work week experiment. That means Amazon, biggest company in the world. Am I correct about that?
Yeah,
there's no bigger.
Yeah.
And it would appear that they have determined that working remotely, working from home, is not getting the job done. And unfortunately, everybody will have to be in the office for a horrible 5 days a week. I don't know how people are going to cope with it.
Well, they should have seen that coming, because you look at Seaport and the two new massive office buildings they've put up.
Yeah.
They got to fill it somehow.
Yes, mm-hmm. They do.
But I would be interested to know, once that memo was sent, like how many employees leave.
Mm. Yeah.
Because you can find remote work no matter what now. That's just the way that life is going to be. But,
really?
Yeah.
So why do people always complain about, I can't get a job? I can't get, there's no jobs out there.
Well, I mean, you got have to be qualified for any of the work remote. They're still jobs.
All right.
But no, I mean, if you work for Amazon, you've got pretty good job security. So I wouldn't I wouldn't let go of it.
It is interesting, though, Greg. So the people out of college in the last 3 to 4 years, they began in the remote era. Won't it be very difficult to convince them of the importance? Like everybody now that's in their 30s and 40s and 50s that is commuting to Boston.
Yeah.
They, for their first 20 plus years in the workforce, went to the office.
Right.
But for people that never did, and I think, Courtney, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't most of the second, like college was remote for a long period of time, too.
A lot of those people.
So, I don't know.
They have not had to interact with others and collaborate. I mean, in an email, the CEO of Amazon, Andy Jassy, basically said that there is a need going forward that everybody who works at Amazon has a passion for deeply connected collaboration. And then he went on to say that you need to be joined at the hips with your teammates in order to solve problems and to be productive. So,
I agree with that.
I agree with that, too. Like, I've met some of my favorite, closest friends through work. Right. And I would have never had that experience if I left college and just sat in my apartment, you know, logging on and logging off. I also think, I'm sure it's scary for them to, you know, go into an office for the first time. But once you get used, like, you're gonna love that structure. And I think people need that structure. The more I think about it, I mean, work from home, I don't think you need to be there 5 days a week, maybe four, but I think having that...
You're already pushing back on it.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying having that relationship, that in-person relationship is important.
Right, but people will tell you now that they can get stuff accomplished when they work from home, so they don't need to be in the office, which is the biggest lie around. Like, when people are like, I'm probably more productive when you're at home. Stop lying.
But, the thing, though, Greg, if you really want to fix this, it's to figure out childcare. Because my guess is there's a lot of people that work from home that wouldn't have to work from home if it wasn't half their salary to get their kids taken
care
of.
We are going to work on that after we finish constructing the living green roofs.
I think that's a great way to order it. Perfect.
So children come second to a bunch of eggplants that are growing on top of a bus roof in Mattapan.
Oh, don't throw that out. That's rhubarb.
All right. Shine, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Pop Douglas. Pop Douglas seems a bit frustrated. This was him in a scrum by his locker talking about maybe not getting enough targets.
No targets, no catches. How challenging is that?
Yeah, very, very challenging, but, we're on to the next game.
Yeah, Gerard said that he wants to get you guys involved wide receiver. How does that happen in your mind?
You're going to see him practice.
Do you think there's anything you can do or the group can do to make, you know, things happen?
Just keep doing what we're doing.
Feel like you guys have been good-wise, route-wise and everything else?
Yeah, you pull up the film. You could tell. Things happen for a reason, and whenever, my time ready, I'm going to show them.
Well, you played the game.
Yep.
So you know this better than the rest of us. What happened Sunday with the wide receivers specifically? Is it more of an issue of Jacoby Brissett not seeing them, not being able to, when it comes to his reads, not getting to them, or not being able to throw the ball to them? I mean, what? Because the latter is more of an issue for me than the former.
Yeah, it's a great question, and I think all of those things are true. At times, he could get so locked in on just getting the ball out quickly because he could be concerned about the offensive line, or he wants to go to the safest throw, which could be the shorter throw.
Like the 5-yarder to, Hunter Henry.
Yeah, the stick route, which is called 5 yards, and turn right around. The tight end's the closest guy to him. Boom, he gets the ball to him because, he wants to be conservative. He maybe doesn't want to take a shot.
Like somebody in the Twitch chat says, here's the solution, Pop, get open. He was open.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like, Sean, you know better than I because you're the professor, but it looked like there were times that he was open.
Yeah, I mean, I know for a fact there were moments where Jalen Polk was absolutely open right. And wasn't getting the ball thrown to him. Like, I think the majority of that responsibility lies with the quarterback.
You know what I was thinking? I haven't seen a single rating for the first two games of the Patriots, and that's not a good sign because the team sends out press releases when they have great ratings. I wonder if Kraft's going to get involved because there's a Shaughnessy story today about the team's not exciting. We have the report from Steve Buckley about the wide swaths of empty seats. I wonder if week five is pushed not only for on the field, but for the buzz and for the offense that Drake May could lead as opposed to the one that Jacoby Brissett is.
Yeah.
Well, based on what Mayo said, that ain't happening because Kraft keeps his nose out of everything.
But that's not true. That's a polite thing to say.
It seems like from the outside that week five is most likely, right?
I mean, the
only way not is if somehow they win both of these games, which I don't think is going to happen.
Unfortunately, I don't. Yeah. I mean, although the 49ers are dealing with
they're beat up with
injury stuff, but I don't think you're...
The Brock Purdy for MVP crowd's gone pretty silent.
Oh, yeah. Can't you see last week?
Yikes. Oh, yeah. Got outplayed by Sam Darnold.
Right. Sam Darnold, Derek Carr, and Baker Mayfield have played the best of all of the quarterbacks in football the first 2 weeks. It's kind of wild.
All right, what's next, Sean?
So let's go to college football real quick. Because after Alabama's win over Wisconsin this weekend, player Jeremy Bernard said, and I quote, "We were ready to shut that weak-ass jump song down."
Yes.
In reference to Jump Around by House of Pain.
Jump Around.
Great song. Absolute banger.
Uh-huh.
That Wisconsin plays in between the third and fourth quarter. And apparently this offended some people. So Coach Kalen DeBoer came out and talked about Jeremy Bernard and his apology to the team. This is what Kalen DeBoer said.
Yeah, I didn't realize until yesterday, and actually Germ did come in and you know, he owned it. I didn't even bring it up to him. I didn't even know it happened until yesterday. Just, you know, he's a first-class guy, and, you know, the emotions and the excitement of the game and all that. Unfortunately, you sometimes say things you get asked to comment on, and he actually wanted to say something to the team. You know, just, we want to be first-class, and, you know, we slipped up a little bit there, and he addressed the team yesterday in our team meeting. And, you know, everyone knows who Germ is and respect the heck out of him, you know. So something like that is something, you know, there was a great atmosphere. I mean, really, you know, Wisconsin, the environment there was great. I think our guys enjoyed that transition there in between the third and the fourth quarter just as much as anyone. So, you know, nothing but respect for what the environment was and who they are as a program.
This is so dumb.
Why
should never have to apologize for this.
Right.
They won 42 to 10. Of course he's allowed to say, we wanted to shut that weak-ass music up.
Of course.
Right.
I mean, really? We've reached a point where he feels the need to apologize for going after fans on a stupid song that they play? Like, give me a break.
Wiggy, you can probably speak to this better than any of us, but isn't, like, going into an opponent's territory and just dominating them one of the best things? And you want to talk trash when you do it.
Yeah, because they're talking a lot of trash before the game starts, and, you know, they're yelling and screaming all types of things. So if you have the opportunity to shut them up. I remember when we went into Pittsburgh and did that in the AFC Championship game. It's a great feeling. You know, it's a great feeling to run around and go up to the fans and talk trash after you just whooped them on their home territory.
All right, what else, Shime?
I got another frustrated coach for you. This one made me laugh a lot. Will Levis, kind of an idiot, has made some mistakes for the Tennessee Titans this week in particular. Slid out of the pocket, was falling.
Will Levis is a smart guy. He went to a very prestigious school.
Yeah, puts mayo in his coffee. Threw a ball towards his running back, ended up being a fumble. Brian Callahan was not happy. You can see the video on Twitch that the in-game camera caught of Brian Callahan yelling at Will Levis. You can decide what he says, but it doesn't seem very appropriate for the air. This is what Brian Callahan said about Will Levis after all of this happened.
What'd you say to Will on the fumble?
I think the camera caught it pretty clear.
if I had to guess. So, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown-up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
Have you ever heard a coach say to a guy, yeah, you're a grown-up, figure it out?
And that was two weeks in a row where he did that.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what? Will Levis is a guy who sat his rookie year.
Good call, Wiggy.
I mean, but what do I know?
Also, I think Brian Callahan might actually be a good coach, because even last week he said, you know what? If we had just punted every time on first down, we would have won the game, because Will Levis wouldn't have turned the ball over.
Right. He did that against Chicago, falling down and just throws it up in
Surrender
the air.
Surrender Cobering after throwing a pick six.
Are you guys surprised that Mac Jones hasn't been dealt to one of these teams yet?
No.
No.
I feel like
he stinks.
Okay, Will Levis stinks. A lot of people stink.
Yeah, but at least Will Levis is entertaining.
I don't think if you're a Titans fan, you find Will Levis entertaining.
It's fair. Everybody else does, though.
No. Okay. All right.
Miami won with Tyler Huntley over Mac Jones. So.
Also true.
Yeah, I think,
Snoop Huntley, baby.
Yeah, Mac is just
Maybe the Jaguars are saying he's unmovable.
Snoop Huntley and Mac Jones have the exact same amount of Pro Bowls.
And Curtis Schefter shut you down on the Brady to Miami thing yesterday.
Well, that's really Wiggy. He was the one who got my hopes up.
I mean, you know, I tried, Curtis.
You tried.
He did better, though.
Are you sure it was a report, though, or was it just commentary? Because Schefter gets very butthurt about that.
Better in week two, I saw a clip of him where they asked him about a receiver fell down, and would you throw the ball to him or go back to him?
Not today or whatever.
Yeah, he was like, no, not today, which is pretty cool. You know, you see he's getting a little comfortable.
Tom Brady will get better.
I hope so.
He's the man.
He had a year of work of just fake games.
Yeah, I think the man is he's great at everything he does.
How are you nervous, though? You're Tom Brady.
I don't think he was nervous. I just think it was different.
You think he's too – what do you think they tell him, like – because he should be looser, right? Are they telling him, like
– But, Wiggy, I don't know if this is you, maybe not, but, like, talking to you guys here – we're talking to thousands and thousands of people, but it feels like we're just talking. When you stand in front of a room and you speak, it's a much more I just find it to be much more difficult. And it's that doesn't make any sense, right? But it does. It's just sort of the way it is. And I feel like Brady, when you're in a huddle and you're in a controlled environment, you can master that. Whereas when you're in front of a TV, in front of a camera, you're nervous about how people will perceive you.
You know what I think is, and I saw this, and this could be reasoning on why Brady looks a little bit tight.
Gaunt.
Is there so many things he can't say because of his? Did you see that, Curtis? Because of him being like a minority owner,
right?
He can't like criticize referees. There's like so many things he can't say, and you could tell that really maybe affects how he speaks.
Yeah,
and I also think that the people around him were doing what they thought was best, but they were like, it was like a kid. They were like, "Oh, Tommy, you remember we talked in the meeting about the CeeDee Lamb play?" And it's like, just let him organically react to whatever's going
on. Be yourself.
Right.
All right. That is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. It's a tie Tuesday. Ty Law will join us at 8:20. Chime, couple text messages requesting the name of the Hootie song that we rejoined with at 6:20.
Yeah, that would be State Your Piece.
Fantastic song. My Hootie, request this morning.
Hootie has
way.
An excellent catalog.
Great catalog. So,
who's better, Hootie or Darius Rucker?
Hootie.
All right. Asking the question.
To Darius's credit, does have a couple good solo country hits, but Hootie is better. Better catalog.
Okay.
Shime, who's better, Bryce Young or Mac Jones?
Curtis, do you want my honest answer? I think it's Mac Jones.
Wow. That hurts you to say that.
No, it really doesn't. They both suck
bad. Who's better, Andy Dalton or Mac Jones?
Andy Dalton.
Oh, God.
Red Rival. Mark my words, Carolina's going to be competitive this week. I don't know that they'll win, but they'll be competitive.
All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Eagles fall to the Falcons in Monday Night Football, the game ending 22-21 thanks to an interception off Jalen Hurts on Philly's final drive. Elsewhere in the league, the Carolina Panthers have benched Bryce Young after an 0-2 start. And here at home, Juwan Bentley's injury much worse than we originally thought. He suffered a torn pectoral in the Pats' Sunday loss to the Seahawks. According to Ian Rappaport, he is out for the season. The Red Sox are back in action tonight, 6:50 first pitch against the Rays with Nick Pivetta getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 5:50 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. And Major League Baseball is looking into Alex Cora's comments, suggesting the Red Sox threw at Aaron Judge on purpose. The league was reviewing the situation with no decision reached as of last night. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 56 degrees in Boston, partly cloudy skies, cloudy this afternoon, highs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hello, 80s.
Jacoby Brissett with Arcand and Hart yesterday afternoon. Thank you. I was right in the middle of talking. Thank you. And we talked about it with Gerard Mayo yesterday on this show. And he fully acknowledged that they have issues when it comes to throwing the football.
That was in the morning.
That was in the morning. Yes, it was.
Well, you would think that, and he said, as good as we run the football, we should have the ability to take advantage of play action. And that should really open some things up. They can't even do that. So that's a major problem when you're talking about your passing game.
And also, Wiggy, you would know this far better than I, but week one, you're playing the Bengals. The Bengals haven't seen your offense because you really haven't shown anything in preseason, and it's the first year Van Pelt's calling the offense, so maybe they were on their heels a bit. But 1 week later, whatever non-existent passing game that was there was pretty much removed by the Seahawks. So I wonder if that's another reason you would go to Drake May, that you've maximized whatever you're going to get from Jacoby Brissett it's time to see what Drake May can do. And it's clearly an inflection point in that organization. Like, we all agree that Mayo would play Drake May if it was up to him, correct?
Yeah, I would.
I mean, I thought he was leaning toward it. You could reference the press conference where he said, we've decided, I decided. I don't know, Curtis. Like a texter said, I got to find the text earlier, but when you look at Bryce Young and you look at Bo Nix, essentially they were saying that Jerod Mayo looks like a genius for what he has done in delaying the arrival of Drake May when it comes to starting quarterback.
I've also seen so many people bring up the fact that maybe he's saying it too much. He's overstating. We're behind Jacoby Brissett. We're behind Jacoby Brissett. It was just a year ago where we criticized Bill Belichick over and over again for not giving any type of support to the quarterback, not backing the quarterback. So it's like, what do you want? Do you want a coach that's going to say, we're going to stick by this guy, this is our guy? Or do you want a guy that doesn't say anything at all?
Wiggy, that's a 230 text. Mayo looks like a genius when you see the performance of Bryce Young, Caleb Williams, and Bo Nix.
Can you guys show me the player that would have been great but was ruined?
I mean, don't do it.
Don't.
All right, I won't do it.
Like, if you can be mentally overtaken, overwhelmed, destroyed by the speed with which you start in the NFL, you were never going to be a great quarterback in the first place.
Correct.
So, to me, it's just, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that Elliot Wolf performed this offseason in discussing the fact that you don't bring in top-line tackles, you don't bring in a guard, you don't augment an already weak offensive line, and then you say, I'd play Drake May if not for the offensive line. Like, you were the one who created the roster. And we all saw Brissett have a little bit better. He was more elusive in the pocket on Sunday, but Drake May does that far better. He has a far better arm, and he is the future. The days of just sitting back and enjoying the 5-yard outs to Hunter Henry are kind of long gone.
Well, you complained last year. All last year, we complained about our passing offense. This year, and I said it. If Jacoby Brissett is to play all year long, you'll have a worse passing offense this year than you did last year. And granted,
he just doesn't see guys wide open.
But
maybe you can blame that on the line, like you brought that up earlier. Is he skittish because of the pass protection?
No, he's a backup. That's what he is. Like, you're looking at a guy that is a backup quarterback and has been a backup his whole career. And when given the opportunity to start, you start to see, okay, this is why this guy's not a starting quarterback in the NFL consistently throughout the season.
He's been on 5 teams in 5 years. If you're good at the most important position in sports, you don't play musical chairs like that.
And if you go, okay, this guy's a good player to come in a game or two, maybe hold it together, won't make too many bad decisions, but it's not going to do anything crazy, he's your guy. But if you're saying, we need this guy to be our quarterback and be our starter, then you're seeing what he is.
Maybe for Jerod right now, he thinks he needs somebody that doesn't make mistakes. So and he's worried that putting Drake out there right now with that O-line, it's going to lead to really bad mistakes.
So then don't say we need to do more in our passing game.
Curtis,
say I'm cool with it.
On the text line and in the Twitch chat, what about RG3? So somebody who started early and was
He was ruined due to injury, right?
And he was good his rookie year.
He was awesome.
He was really good.
I think he was rookie of the year.
He was.
Yeah, and then he got hurt. Like, when you say, ruined,
we're not talking about some catastrophic injury. We're talking about
like a Sam Darnold?
Seeing ghosts, whatever.
781 texter says Daniel Jones.
No, he just is just not that good. He was.
Yeah, Daniel Jones just has always.
And I don't even think Daniel Jones was the starter his rookie year.
He came in.
So,
they gave him a big deal after 1 year.
Right, but we're talking about as a rookie, I don't think Daniel Jones even started. That goes to more of Shime and I's side of the fence, where a guy who sat and is not very good, right? I don't think Daniel Jones started as a rookie. I could be wrong, but
he played 13 games in 2019.
All right.
And he had 24 touchdowns, 12 picks.
So
by far his best year.
I mean, I was listening to Jones and Keefe yesterday on the way home from Gillette, and they made a great point about Jacoby Brissett, which is when you're looking at that veteran quarterback and the mistakes that you're expecting he is not going to make,
mm-hmm.
and that's your reasoning when it comes to not starting Drake May, mm-hmm. you did not get that when he took that costly sack on third down and didn't throw the ball away.
Right. And is this team a playoff team?
No. Wiggy suggested that they could be.
They have the formula for being one.
Especially when you look at how the rest of the NFL has looked for 2 weeks.
But great defense and ability to run the football.
Is, in other words, I guess I'll rephrase it. If Drake May has a couple stinkers where he throws 3 to 4 interceptions, he makes bad decisions, all of that, I believe the fan base will say growing pains, not he ruined the season.
100%.
Right. Because you have to ask yourself this question, right? When you look at, and we bring up the Bryce Young situation, is it better for the Carolina Panthers to know what Bryce Young is his second year after playing his whole rookie year, and you're starting to see, like, he hasn't made any strides, he doesn't look like he's getting any better. Even if the team's bad around him, you could still see some growth.
It's better to know that early than wasting yet another season with Drake May next season, is what you're saying.
Right, because now, what do you think's going to happen? They'll go, it'll probably be similar to what we saw with Zach Wilson. He's just not the guy. We need to now find somebody to bring in at that position. Because you can't wait forever.
If we waste a whole season, Drake May goes out there next season, we're all excited, and he stinks.
Right. Then people are going to go, why didn't you play him his rookie year? So we could have seen that maybe he's not ready or he's not going to be that guy. Right? And then maybe he has to go somewhere else and he figures it out over there or wherever it is. Kind of the Sam Darnold situation. The thing in the NFL, whether it's, and I want people to really listen and understand this, whether it's a coach or a quarterback, the two most important positions, you need to know what you have relatively quickly so you can make the decision to move on or the decision, okay, this is the guy that we want to build around. And that's 3 years. I mean, look at Mac Jones. What was it, 3 years of Mac Jones? And we're like, yeah. All right, time for this guy to
okay,
go.
Okay, but after one season, he looked pretty good.
He did. Right, there were people who said, this is the guy. And then his second year kind of falls off a little bit. We blame the coach, rightfully so, because he hires somebody that has no qualifications. Then we give him another guy who has the qualifications his third year, and he still kind of has some of those bad habits.
But Greg, what was the one thing the organization did in advance of Mac's rookie season? They spent $250 million in free agency.
Yep.
And they built a team that was ready to help support and augment the guy they took at 15th overall. This past offseason, they did the opposite.
That's true.
Why would you not invest around a guy that clearly is going to need support as a rookie quarterback in the NFL?
Well, yeah, then you wouldn't have at least maybe the O-line concern that you have when it comes to Drake May and when you're going to put him in there to get killed.
Right. The only redeeming quality of this offense outside of Ramondre Stevenson right now is Hunter Henry. That was a part of that spending spree.
Right, and I think people look at Hunter Henry as like a good tight end, is a good player, somebody you want to have, but not somebody that's going to carry a team. Like, you know, he's not the Travis Kelce or the Gronk that we've seen where you go, okay, we got the best in the business. We have a solid tight end in Hunter Henry who is going to have a game like he had the other day, but that's not going to be something that we see all the time.
What happened to Travis Kelce, by the way?
Oh, I told you this before the season started. They're keeping him in the garage. It's like a really nice car, Greg. You throw the car cover over him. He's just sitting in the garage. They'll use him sparingly here and there. But then come the playoff time,
they'll
let him out.
It's the Taylor Swift effect.
I feel like his head isn't in the game.
No, he's...
He's focused on something else. He's too busy writing love sonnets.
It's called old age.
No, I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Greg, I can't believe we have spent, I don't know, what's this, 5.5 hours on the show since Sunday without bringing up the biggest story of the weekend.
What was that?
Taylor Swift is a big Harrison Butker fan?
Oh, come on.
did not know that.
Did you see her jumping up and down,
well,
applauding
yeah, her
his
boyfriend's
kick?
Team won.
Ooh, he says stay in the kitchen.
And Travis spoke about Harrison when that whole thing first happened. He said he knows he's a good dad, a good husband. He doesn't agree with everything he says, but
just women.
She
stay
was wearing a Butker
kitchen.
Jersey. If
he
you
was
saw
not.
It.
She was not wearing a Butker jersey.
She sure did.
No, but it is the Taylor effect. He's gone downhill since he started dating Taylor as far as his production on the field.
Wiggy, in the playoffs, he was awesome.
Yeah, he was good in the playoffs.
He's not even, he's in New York going to the openings of restaurants. He's not even practicing. I mean,
yeah, because they don't need him.
Time to get his
beard back. The regular season. They need him in the playoffs.
Why aren't you mad at Patrick Mahomes for going
to New York? Patrick Mahomes is good.
He plays and looks pretty good. Yeah.
Oh. Did you see this? Oh, my God. TMZ, Taylor Swift and Mrs. Butker doing a cookbook. Yeah. This is going to be unbelievable.
Travis needs his beard back. That's what he needs.
He did get a new haircut.
Get back to your when you had the hood pass. Now he's completely gone. He's got
every time he has to bring up that Travis Kelce is no longer sleeping with African American
women.
Well,
he's not. He's completely lost his mojo. It's like Tiger Woods when he was banging Denny's and IHOP waitresses. He was spectacular. You know, you lose your mojo when you get rid of the things that you're used to doing.
Yeah, he hasn't lost his mojo. It's,
no,
it's called load management.
Now he looks Austin Powers.
Now he looks like a 70s porn star. That it's like, come
it's a
on,
different
Trav.
Vibe. It's Uncle a different, Rico.
And he's wearing a horrible, horrible Gucci Kangol hat that looks like just horrible. Trav, man, come on, come back, and you'll be back to all pro.
All right.
Come back. Do what? You want him to date
him
somebody?
Him and Post Malone. Come on back.
Oh, my God.
We need those guys back.
Post Malone tomorrow night. Yeah. I can't wait for that show. Although, is it going to be all country stuff?
Yep.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, they're advertising it as it's going to be the all, like, basically his all new album.
I was
yeah.
looking at set lists yesterday.
All right.
And he only does a few old tunes.
Damn.
Which is kind of disappointing. I'm excited for the show. Don't get me wrong. I can't wait. I'm just wondering on the collab stuff, like do they play the audio? Like when it comes to like Morgan Wallen, like does he sing along with the artist audio? Like do they do a video thing?
Maybe he just does that verse himself.
Probably.
Yes,
I would imagine
it depends.
That.
Sometimes they'll have a track.
So, right? I would assume, because that's the only way to do it.
Right.
Unless
I hope
it.
That he brings someone.
Good luck on
he
that.
He probably just does his verse.
Big, if you do a full collab album, like...
Yeah, but he hasn't been doing that. Like,
right, he probably just does his just verse, do though. Yeah. Like, you know, when whatever yeah. track that you like where he's featured on a guy's song, yeah. he probably just does his verse and you hear the instrumental yeah. of whatever that album was.
All right. It's a Ty Tuesday. Ty Law will be with us in about a half an hour at 8:20. But before that, we'll get to the news next with Courtney. And science has determined which New England state is having the best sex. And it's most likely because of what one couple did on a local beach recently. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news next. I guess by the calendar, Post Malone will be the last concert of the summer for yours truly tomorrow night
at
wow. Fenway. And I don't know if I was going to go to Pearl Jam tonight, but I went Sunday night.
Right,
I don't know. Maybe I'll chill out.
Do you get anything new out of going to a concert like right after you've already seen it and
you
going
mean,
back?
Seeing Pearl Jam twice?
Yeah. Like
it is rare that I would go see an artist
yeah,
twice
like, yeah.
Especially on a tour.
In a couple days.
Unless it was Bruce Springsteen, right. which I don't
see, that like. Was good Post Malone right there.
Yes, it was. I know you don't like the collabs, but that's
no, I like the collabs. But I think I feel like we...
You
like
have an issue with country artists. Let's just
I'm
honest.
Not a country music fan.
I understand that. We
not
know that.
At all.
It's well documented.
But we lost a good
you didn't
soldier.
Lose him. You
yes,
didn't lose
we did.
Him.
When's
you
the last time? That was with Travis. That was with 21 Savage,
oh my
right?
Correct.
When's the last time Post has collabed with a hip-hop artist?
Mm.
Yeah, exactly.
Mambo number 5.
Right. Maybe Sway Lee on Sunflower?
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
So 2019?
Sway
you
Lee,
don't
is
like
that
the
Ray
song.
Shmurda? No, I like Sway Lee. He's a part of what's it, Ray Shmurda or whatever. They got some good music. All right, so it's one song. But I miss
well,
the old
asked.
Post Malone. We still got Eminem, though.
You
he's
like
his new album's legit.
You like Shaboozy.
I like Shaboozy was with Big X the Plug. So
right.
Shaboozy is not really country. He just What he does,
exactly.
He uses country lingo.
He had the biggest country hit of the summer.
But it's a.
I believe I declared it to be my song of the summer of 2024.
Right. But
he actually
remember,
has that on his Twitter account, Greg Hill's summer song.
Shaboozy's biggest hit was really off of a hip hop remix that he did from, was it Jaquan's Tipsy? And he just uses country lingo, but he's still like rapping.
All right, it's a Tie Tuesday. Ty Law will be with us in about a half an hour. 774 text. How are you guys not talking about the Derek White fight? Courtney's lead.
Thank you for listening.
Morning.
Yep.
6:30. Courtney's 6:45.
Yeah,
Courtney's,
I want justice.
Courtney's lead.
And people are like, well, he was probably mouthing off. I still don't think you should put your hands on anybody.
D. White needs a big, he needs some more goons around him that can handle that situation real quick.
He needs Johnny Egan. Johnny Egan goes down like that? Yeah, he would never have let that happen. Our guy, Derek White, never. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for...
I rise today to recognize a specially crafted food that draws people from across the country to my hometown of New Haven, Connecticut. It is called Abiz.
The news.
It's not no Bob Pizza. New York pizza sucks. Connecticut pizza sucks.
It does.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
The new line on Ultimate. Sorry, let me try this one more time.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
Worcester County DA Joe Early had a press conference yesterday with the family of Mass State Police trainee Enrique Delgado Garcia, who died last week during a training exercise. It's a really sad story.
Crazy story.
Yeah. Early announced that his office will not investigate the death due to the close relationship he had with Delgado Garcia. He worked in the DA's office.
Yeah.
And
he was a victim advocate.
Correct. So Early says that someone without a stake in its outcome will investigate. Here is Joe Early.
Delgado Garcia was pronounced deceased at UMass Hospital Lakeside at 4:30 p.m. on September 13th, Saturday. Enrique Delgado Garcia was loved by everyone in our office. He's a dedicated victim witness advocate who joined our office and was with us for about a year and a half before he left our office in April to fulfill a lifelong dream of joining the Massachusetts State Police. This is a time of mourning for Enrique's family, friends, and loved ones. This includes many of us, his fellow victim witness advocates, office employees who worked alongside Enrique within our office. This is a heartbreaking and tragic loss.
So they are saying that the training exercise at the State Police Academy was a boxing match. And his family says he ended up with a fractured neck, broken teeth, brain damage, and they're wondering how that could happen during a training exercise.
They called it a defensive training exercise, too. It doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. You look at that family that's standing up there during that press conference, and they are broken.
Something don't add up there. Something smells a little fishy.
Yeah. Mass State Police needs better PR right now.
Yes.
New Hampshire authorities saved a child in Windsor, New Hampshire yesterday. An 11-year-old was trapped between two boulders for 10 hours after they were exploring a rocky area on the Camp Wadico campus with an adult when they slipped between the boulders. So it seems like they were standing on some type of platform that was like sticks and grass, and that gave out, causing them to fall between two boulders.
Couldn't do it.
Nope.
No way. Like the claustrophobic things. Like, can you do an MRI?
No.
I can never do an MRI.
I get in there. I had to go for my face because I got like a, what's it called, lymphoma or something like that. So
swollen. I've noticed your face is swollen.
Yeah. And
is
so
is that still going on?
Well, no. Yeah.
It looks big in the chin area.
Yeah. But okay. I'm getting it removed in October.
Like your lymph nodes? Okay,
yeah. No, it's called lymphoma. It's
your whole head looks giant.
No. My head is big anyways. Okay. But in my jaw. Remember I told you about.
Oh, yes.
So I'm getting it surgery.
Does that mean you won't be able to talk?
I have no idea.
New England would be very upset about that.
You should do an album like Kanye, Through the Wire.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting it done the week of the Newport show, so hopefully I'll be good to go.
Jeez.
And I had to go in this the MRI machine. I'm already like super, and they put this thing right in front of your face.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I panicked, and I was like, listen, I got to get the hell out of here.
I also don't know if I'd be able to. Remember that guy? I think there was a documentary, but there was also a feature film about that dude who got, he was hiking.
127.
Yeah, and he got stuck, and he had to cut his own arm off get out.
The guy's name? Franco. The brother?
The dude who was
Dave Franco. Yeah.
I feel like that guy when David in Florida calls in.
The actor. Dave. Yeah, is it Dave?
It's not Dave Franco.
No, the guy that hosted the Academy Awards that bombed.
No, with him and Seth Rogen, they always used to do movies. James Franco. Dave's the brother.
Yeah, he was in that.
I had an MRI when I was recharging the batteries, and I had my headphones. They can pick anything, and it was this station, this show, and it was when Ken was losing his mind about Shakira and the... and I have never felt more trapped in my life.
Ken was oddly offended by Shakira shaking her hips during the Super Bowl halftime show. It was
shocking.
Weird.
Don't fight us!
Yeah. All right. So the child is okay?
Yeah, the child is okay. Treated, but is going to be okay.
Okay, good. We got to take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of the news, including congratulations for the New England state, which is having the best sex. We'll get to that and the rest of the news next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.